replace him. Trump has also nominated Gina Haspel, who is the current deputy director at the CIA, to replace Pompeo as the new chief. Hours after his dismissal, Tillerson appeared at the State Department and said, effective at the end of the day, he is delegating all authority to the deputy secretary of state. He said he will step down at the end of the month and stress the importance of a smooth transition to his successor. President Trump acknowledged on Tuesday British evidence that the Russians may have been behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England. But he stopped short of blaming Moscow, quote, until we get the facts straight. He told reporters outside the White House, it sounds to me like it would be Russia based on all the evidence they have. Trump spoke by phone on Tuesday with the British Prime Minister Theresa May about the attack in southern England on Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. The White House said Trump agreed with May that Russia must provide unambiguous answers about how the weapon ended up being used in the UK. They also agreed on, quote, the need for consequences for those responsible for the attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says small factions of Taliban forces fighting the U.S.-backed Afghan government have expressed an interest in negotiating an end to the now 16-year-long war. This is VOA News. Private media outlets in Cameroon are defying a ban on political programs imposed by the country's National Communication Council. The council had ordered the ban, insisting political debates could cause conflict ahead of senatorial elections on March 25th. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Public broadcaster CRTV and Cameroon Tribune have respected the NCC's order. But the Cameroon Journalist Trade Union President Dennis Kwebo and other private media outlets described it as an attack on press freedom. Many radio and television stations have refused to respect the NCC instructions. Cameroon has more than 500 newspapers and 100 radio and television stations. Last year, Cameroon's National Communication Council suspended 35 journalists and media outlets, accusing them of failing to respect professional norms and ethics. Some of those punished had criticized the government's handling of the crisis in the English-speaking regions. Others criticized senior state functionaries over the use of public funds. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
At least 40 people have been killed since Sunday in ethnic violence in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo between Hema cattle herders and Lendu farmers. Fighting between the two groups, instigated by Lendu-dominated militia, has killed dozens since December. Tensions between Hema and Lendu had mostly laid dormant since a 1999 to 2007 conflict in which tens of thousands of people died. And Turkish-led forces are claiming to have surrounded the city of Afrin, home to several thousand people in northwestern Syria and the main target of a Turkish operation. The military incursion, launched in January, seeks to oust the YPG Syrian Kurdish militia, considered by Turkey as terrorists, linked to a decades-long insurgency inside Turkey. Turkey has warned that an operation to capture the city is imminent. The Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag on Monday said, hopefully, Afrin's center will soon be cleared of terrorists and the local community will be saved from the cruelty and oppression of the terrorists. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.